الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or just some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those of you who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic, our subject for this class, is relying or depending on Allah. Because a lot of times what we do as human beings, we depend on others. We depend on mankind to provide for us, to look after us, to answer our prayers. And we put Allah or put God aside. The one who created us, the one that asked us to, when you seek help from him. When you ask of him for what you need, what you want, and what you desire. And so I want to, with this particular class, it's going to be a short class, is to guide us back to the Creator. Not depending on the creation, but dependent on the Creator. And so, one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which was Umar ibn al-Khattab. He was the third caliph or the third leader of the Muslims. And he said that the Prophet, may peace be upon him, said, if you were to rely upon Allah with the required reliance, then he would provide for you just as a bird provided for. It goes out in the morning and empty, meaning like having an empty belly, and returns full or having a full belly. And so it depends on Allah. And that's it. We have to do the same thing, rely on Allah. In the morning, we make prayer to Allah, our dua to Allah, ask Allah to guide us, Allah to protect us. And there's no strength or power except with Allah. And we rely on Allah. For the Muslim, we pray 5 times every day. And what we normally do is we plan our day around our prayers instead of our prayers around our day. We don't forget to make our prayers. You have some countries where most of the people there are Muslim, majority of people are Muslim. Everything stops. Shops close. Everything stops and people go to the mosque or they go to the place that's a place of worship or they pray right there in their shop, lock their door, put the rug down, and they make prayer in some particular countries. And also keep in mind that some country they have people who go around and make sure these shops are closed, because we have to understand that the priority for the Muslim is the prayer. It's the first thing that Allah is going to ask us about on the day of judgment is about our prayer. Our prayer may be, our regular prayer may be a little bit insufficient. And so he may look at some of the other prayers that we do or the other good work that we do. But prayers are very, very important, and we pray to Allah and we rely on Allah. We rely on anyone else. We go to work, of course. We're not going to just lay back and go to sleep and say, oh, don't worry, Allah will provide for us. No, we have to go out to work, and we have to provide for a family. We have to keep in mind that we rely on Allah. We ask, ask of Allah. We seek help. We seek help from Allah and from no one else. Because a lot of times we become disappointed and a little bit of delusion because we think that others are going to provide for us, and we wonder why they haven't done so or done what we expected them to do. And Allah said, he didn't say go to a man or a woman to get what you need. He said come to him, ask of him, pray to him, ask help from him. So this is what we're supposed to do as people who believe in, as this is what the Muslims, what we do, as people who believe in God and those in Allah, and those are you who want to, should be getting away from relying on mankind and rely more on the Creator instead of the creation. I want to read something else to you regarding when you're talking about relying on Allah. And it was also related by one of the companions of the Prophet, Al-Bari ibn Azib. May Allah be pleased with him. And the Messenger of Allah, and peace be upon him, said, whenever you intend to go to bed, perform wudu, meaning washing up, as is done for prayer, or salat, prayer, and then lie down on your right side and recite. And these are what the people recite at night. They say when they go to bed and lay on the right side, O Allah, I have submitted myself to you. I have turned my face to you, entrusted my affairs to you, and relied completely on you out of desire for you and fear of you, expecting your reward and fearing your punishment. There is no resort or deliverer for hardships except you. I affirm my faith in your book, which you have revealed, and in your prophet whom you have sent. If I die during the night, you will die, or the person dies at night, you will die in true faith. So I just want to remind you of this. Also, let these words be my last words at night. Allah is sufficient for us and the best of those on whom to depend. It's a little bit lengthy, but you all get the gist of what I'm saying here in this particular supplication that a person make after they make wudu, or they wash up, like they wash it up for prayer, lay on the right side, and then they make this particular dua, a supplication for Allah. And the final sentence says here, Allah is sufficient for us and the best of those on whom we depend. We have to get back to depending on Allah. A lot of things that might be going on in our life that are not good, it doesn't make us successful. And so maybe it's because we got away from Allah. We got to get back closer to God. And don't be afraid to say, yes, I do pray to God. You don't. That's your choice. I do, which is also my choice. And so don't bother me or get on my case because I have planned. Or made this part of my life to worship God and depend on God. Like you don't depend on God. You don't worship Allah. That's your choice. But my choice is the opposite of yours, to rely on Allah and depend on Allah. And sufficient is Allah for me to get what I need from him. Whatever help I need, I go to Allah. Wherever I ask something, I ask of Allah. So I just want you to remind my students to get back to this, to worshiping Allah, depending on Allah. If you haven't done it before, try it and see what happens. And see if there are good things going to come into your life because you depend on Allah. You're, of course, going to tie your camel, as it says in some of the readings that are in Islamic faith. So you're going to do what you need to do in order to take care of your family and yourself and provide for your family and yourself. But you're going to depend on Allah. You're going to thank Allah for what Allah has given you. No matter how much it is, how little it may seem in your life that it is, you still depend on Allah that He given it to you. And you thank Allah for giving you what you have. If you don't have any shoes on your feet, you thank Allah. MashaAllah, Allah, please, one day put shoes on my feet. And then you also know people who do not have any feet to put their shoes on. So for you, it's a blessing to have feet to put your shoes on. And for some people, it's not. They don't even have feet to put their shoes on. But they have legs and have other things that other people do not have. So you thank Allah for what you have. Let me move on, my beautiful students. And that is, Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, said, he's one of the companions of the Prophet, I heard the Messenger of Allah saying, if you all depend on Allah with due reliance, He will certainly give you provision as He gives it to birds who go forth hungry in the morning and return with full bellies at dusk, which I basically said this to you all before. And also, I remind you, when you say it here, in the name of Allah, we enter, in the name of Allah, we leave, and upon our Lord, we depend. And so, when you enter something, Bismillah, you enter something, Bismillah, the name of Allah, and you depend on Allah. And Allah is the one that we all should depend on and rely on. Don't be one of those people that's going to be disappointed when you vote a particular politician and make promises that they can't keep, not able to keep, and then you become disillusioned and disappointed in them. You don't put that kind of all your basically your eggs in one basket for this politician to watch over you. Or this individual, that individual, to watch out for you and your affairs. No, no, no. You go to Allah and you ask Allah for the help that you need. And you rely on Allah and depend on Allah. This is what you have to do and this is what you must do. So let me move on, my beautiful students, to the next thing that I want to read. And that is, as a matter of fact, some of this I've already read before, and so I'm going to move on to something else that I haven't read before, which was, again, I'm reminding you all that when you lay down and you make the wudu and also all the ablution, and then you turn and you lay on your right side and you pray to Allah and thank Allah and depend on Allah. Oh Allah, you have given me a great day today. I survived. I did not die. You did not take my soul. Thank you, Allah, for that great day that you given to me. Oh Allah, always make me depend on you and you alone. No one else. You can't, so you won't be disappointed when the people that you depend on do not come through. And so you depend on Allah. You never know when Allah is going to come through for you. He may give you what you pray for in this life, or He may avert something, some harm that's going to come to you in the next life, or in this world, I'm sorry, and then in the next life, He may give you the good of the next life. So you never know when the blessing of Allah is going to come from. And so my beautiful students, please always keep Allah in mind and depend on Allah and always look to Allah for help and always ask of Allah. Don't be afraid, either in private or in public. Don't be afraid to ask of Allah and rely on Allah and depend on Allah. Watch your life change. Because you put your dependency, you depend on Allah, the creation, and not on the creator, and not on the creation of Allah. Always depend on the creator and not on the creation. Worship the creator, Allah, not the creation. And so please distinguish between the two of them. The creator, you're going to benefit. creation, you may get a little bit of benefit from it, but not on the same level as the creator. You do not ever, ever, ever worship the creation. It can do little for you. But you, when you worship the creator, he can do a lot for you. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.